was just an old plywood boat. The 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Alan Jackson, for that driving-themed song. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, always a pleasure.
You know, I wanted to talk about teens and driving, and we can get to that, but you told me on the break that you are going on a trip to Brazil. And I had listened on the drive up, as I shared with my listeners, to a study about longevity and who lived longer and why. And one of the things that they found among the people that live longer was doing good works made for a longer life.
That's fascinating. Where was that study you found?
It's called the Longevity Project, and it's an 8-decades-old ongoing study. And some of the things that they expressed were fascinating. One of the questions asked of the man who was a co-author was being religious, did that affect longevity? And the answer was somewhat equivocal. It wasn't directly acknowledged whether being religious or not was, but being part of what a community was. So whether it was the religion and being observant in some fashion or being part of the community that religions tend to provide, people that lived and worked in a religious community did live longer. And I believe it's all part of the same thing. It's being part of a community, part of giving back to the world. And you are about to do something that is real incredible, and we're going to miss you for the next 2 weeks. In this case, I forgive you. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, what Calvary Church and you are going to be doing in Brazil for 2 weeks.
Yeah, what a pleasure. Boy, 2 weeks all the way down in Brazil, there's going to be about 35 of us. It's a mixture of high school age students, and boy, what a group of mature high school students who during their summer they want to go serve others. You know, the summer's nice here in California. The beaches are nice and warm, and they could be here doing a lot of other things, but they're choosing to go and serve.
And they're going on into the inner area of Brazil where I've been, and it can be hot and sticky there.
Yeah, thankfully, and I keep forgetting this, it's wintertime right now down in Brazil.
Yes,
Southern Hemisphere, so normally it would be really hot. I think we're catching it a good time of year. It should be in the low 70s, but what we're going to be doing, we'll be there for 2 weeks. The first week is all manual labor. We're going to be partnering with some local workers down there. We're going to be building the only ropes course at a camp in all of Brazil.
Wow.
So what that means is there's going to be 14 different kind of segments.
And if stations, I guess.
Yeah, stations. So there's a platform. None of them are more than waist high, so it's not a high ropes course up in the canopy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really great for team building and exercises for young and old, and we're going to be building. We've got,
not to mention conquering fears. That's
exactly
what courses do brilliantly.
Really does. So you should have seen there's a group that left earlier in the week, and they took down some of the supplies that we could only purchase in the U.S. 500 feet and 150 pounds worth of steel cable.
Hmm.
Imagine fitting that in your carry-on, and your checked luggage. So every person going on this trip is taking one personal checked luggage and one, like, team checked luggage.
Well, just the coordination of that alone is creating community.
It really is. And at the airport, I dropped them off earlier in this week, the first half. I'm going on the second half this Saturday. And it was so neat to see these high school students and adults. And it was early in the morning. They were lifting heavy luggage, and there was this joy about it. I don't know if it was because they willingly chose to do it, to go on this trip and to serve, or if it was that aspect of community that they were in, you know, getting through this together. But there was just laughter, and I'm thinking, you're combined over 100 pounds between your two bags, and you guys are laughing and having a good time. It was really inspiring.
Hmm. Sounds terrific. And who are you going to be interacting with, or are they going to be interacting with there?
Yeah, so there's a camp. It's actually in a little town called Belo Horizonte. It's about 5 hours inland from Rio.
Is that next to Bella Verticale?
I've never even heard of that. I'll find out when I come
No,
back.
You said horizontal, so I'm just going vertical.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Bad joke.
Days. You're good. And so while we're there, we're going to be spending the 2 weeks at a camp. And it's a Youth for Christ camp that has been a long-time partner with our church here at Calvary Community. And so the first week is that building, wrapping up the ropes course. And the second week, we're going to put that ropes course to use because 150 Brazilian kids, middle school and high school, are going to get bused in, I think from Rio and various areas, and we're going to do an English-speaking camp for them for an entire week.
Hmm.
So I'm going to be the speaker. A lot of the high school students will be their camp counselors.
Now, what language are you going to be speaking? Are you going to have a translator for Portuguese?
And that's what was fascinating, because in preparation for this, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to write these messages. I'll make them shorter because I know there'll be a translator. And then as I was talking to the team down there, they said, no, this is an English-speaking camp. We don't want any translators.
Mm.
This is going to be great for them. Many of them are very fluent in English, and this is going to help them to have that immersion for a week, not only with the English language, but also just some cultural things as well.
It sounds incredible. You know, I can't help it, but I have to share with you my own story of going to Brazil. I will do the G-rated version because that's what my show is. But I went down before I was married on a movie project, and we went to Rio, and we went to Carnival, and we went to Manaus, which is the city on the edge of the Amazon in the middle of Brazil. And on the streets of Carnival, I met a young Brazilian girl, and she was taking pictures, and we connected, and I ended up spending the next 10 days with her, and I learned along the way that she was seriously impoverished. And I was with a group of people from Hollywood, and we all had these expense accounts. And the upshot of the story was we all grew very attached to this girl and got to know her. She traveled with us to the Amazon and was on a plane for the first time in her life. And when we all left, I said to everybody, you all have a certain amount of cash. Give it to me. We're going to give it to this girl.
Wow.
And we gave her what amounted to something like $1,000, which proved to be enough to get her a college education.
Really?
And she ended up moving to the States, getting married, lives in New York, has a family here, and her life was completely changed. So the adage that you can change the world or fix the world one person at a time, that was my experience.
What a story. Wow, who knows what could happen for people if they're open to it, you know, to serve and to help others. What a great, great story.
Well, you're going to have unbelievable stories. Do keep a journal. Make sure you're writing it all down because so much is going to happen you won't remember it. And you're going to, you know, we should do a column on it. I mean, this is wonderful.
True. That's a great reminder. And I'll take some photos.
I want to see those pictures. I hope if you have internet access, you'll send me some while you're there. I'm sure you'll have lots of free time.
Yeah, I will have internet access. A little spotty, but
cool.
I've heard that
cool.
There is Wi-Fi there.
Well, so much for talking about teenagers and drivers. Let's let our listeners know where they can reach you. I hope you've prepared a good one today.
The ditty, as it is. We will sing a new song.com.
Okay, we're getting there.
I'm trying.
I'm going to surprise you with one of these days.
There you go.
That is Pastor Drew's blog, WeWillSingANewSong.com, where you can reach him, as well as through CalvaryChurch.cc, or is it .org?
.org right now. They're actually talking about changing it, but it's, as of today, CalvaryCC.org.
Well, listen, you have a spectacular trip. Stay healthy. Don't drink the water or whatever you're not supposed to do. Take your shots and wear sunblock. And I thank you, as always, for joining the Bruce Allen Show.
And looking forward to seeing you on the other side of this trip.
It's great. I can't wait.
Thanks, Bruce.
It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. We will be back with special guest Adam Cohen, who is known as Data Rocks. Stay tuned.
Slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Welcome back from Deadland's Curve.